Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. On Thursday, Neil de Beer, a white Afrikaner business leader and former soldier and spy for the African National Congress, shared a platform with One South Africa chief activist Muzi Maimane, in which he announced he was resigning from the ANC after 32 years and taking up the cause of educating South Africans about their constitutional rights, including the right of citizens to stand for parliament as independents and to vote for independence. A day before he made this big announcement, De Beer spoke to Gateway News about an even bigger breaking news event in his life, when on the 29th of August, at 42 minutes to 7 in the evening, he gave his life to Jesus, and how he aims, with the guidance of the Lord, to fight corruption and crime and bring capital back to South Africa. You can read more about this story and others in this week's edition, like the story of how God came through for the Mighty Men Conference Waterberg, which was held on a farm near Vaalwater last weekend. And no, it wasn't a virtual Mighty Men. The men camped and bride there. It was the first outdoor Mighty Men Conference since lockdown began in March, and it came about because of God's faithfulness and because the organizers stood on a prophetic dream which the owner of the farm, Willie Henderson, shared with them in March, that planning should continue for their event in September. A story that has sparked a lot of comment on social media deals with a same-sex couple who want 2 million rand from Western Cape wedding venue Beloftebos for refusing to host their wedding due to the owner's Christian convictions. The couple have just joined an unfair discrimination case instituted against the venue by the South African Human Rights Commission, and according to advocate Nadine Badenhorst, legal counsel of Freedom of Religion South Africa, that raises the stakes because they are also asking the court for a broad order that, if granted, would set a devastating financial precedent for any business owners who turn down any work because of religious convictions. Also in this week's mix are two prophetic words for South Africa, one dealing with solutions to corruption and economic growth, and one with a coming revival. There is also an insightful piece by former ACDP MP Sherilyn Dudley entitled What 20 Years at Parliament Taught Me. Her piece is in fact the message she shared in a keynote address during last week's inaugural online summit of the School of Governance. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.